Hello, everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scott Anderson. I'm a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you for checking out the show. If you're a regular, welcome back. If you're new, hey, congratulations on lasting this long in life without coming through. If you are new, and by the end of this, you think you kind of enjoy it, then please head on over to the world-famous iTunes store and write a quick review and leave a quick rating for us. Each one of them helps immensely. If you'd like to subscribe to the show so it comes to you every single week once it's uploaded, you can do that over in iTunes or in the official BlackBerry Podcast app. If you have friends, please tell a friend to tell a friend about the show. And if you're on the old Facebook, then head on over to our page and click like. That's over at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Have you ever found yourself going up against something in life that just does not want to let you win? Well, if you have, then maybe you can relate to what I'm going through in my computers class. Now, it's not the hardest class, but the thing is, every time I get comfortable in it, it's like the universe just wants to shake it up and mess with me. On day one of the class, everybody shows up, and truthfully, all the professor needed to do was explain how to email her and how we submit our work online, and basically that was it. But for whatever reason, the email didn't want to work, the website registration didn't want to work, and like, it wasn't her fault, I don't blame her at all, but the whole class was just difficult. However, at the end of that class, she was like, look, I realize a lot of this stuff is easy for some of you. If you want, the only days you guys have to show up is on the days of tests. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to love this class. Never say anything like that again, self. On the day of the first test, I showed up raring to go. I walked in there and I ripped it. I metaphorically murdered that test until I clicked submit and I got this cute little error message. And I didn't know what I did, so I raised my hand and the professor was like, oh, just click OK, it'll go away. I had to click it about 3 times before it even moved. And at that point, she was like, look, you'll probably be all right. Go home, and if your mark isn't there, we'll figure something out. So I went home that night. I was feeling real good. I took a nice nap. Shout out to naps. And when I woke up, I went to check my grade, and it said incomplete, which definitely wasn't the case. So I was about to email her, but before I could do that, I got an email from the professor in my inbox stating that apparently the internet at the school went down while our entire class was writing our test, so we would have to show up the next week and rewrite it from the point where the internet cut off. So I'm like, okay, well, hopefully I don't have to go in to write just one question on the test, because that would be frustrating. So fast forward to the next week, where I got there to write the test and didn't have to write one question. I showed up to write 3 questions, one of which was, how do you print a document in Microsoft Word? But hey, whatever, things happen. So we marched along through the semester, and we got to today. It was the same situation. It was a test day. I went to class, and I was about to walk in, and I saw one of my friends standing outside. And he's like, what are you so happy for? I go, I don't know, I'm about to go kill this test. Why aren't you happy? He's like, yo, the power's out across the whole campus. And I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. Well, I guess they'll get that fixed. He's like, no, you don't get it. If there's no power, we can't write this computer test, as computers need power to run. So I'm like, oh, that might be a change of plans. And fast forward 2 hours later, the professor's sending us home without writing any test. Again, waste of bus fare, and I'm just frustrated. These are all first world problems, and I don't blame any of you for not putting up with this, but ugh. And there was also this crazy lady on the bus who was just leaning on me the entire way, and not like leaning on my side, but fully putting her shoulders up against my chest, and she wasn't even trying to keep her balance. I mean, surf. You know how it is if you're on a train that's crowded and you can't reach the pole? You gotta surf. She wasn't even trying. I've been in relationships where I didn't get that much action on my chest. Jeez. It's been a very eventful few hours. Unfortunately, none of these hours involved my good friends, Christian and Anthony, who I sat down with the other day to record this episode. And honestly, like, these are two guys that right when you see them, everything's cool, man. Just quality dudes, been down from the get down, do anything for anybody. And I can honestly say, I am glad that I know these two dudes because they're very entertaining, as you're about to hear. So instead of me continuing to complain about my obvious first world problems, I'll kick it to them. Here's Anthony, Christian, and I kicking it. Check it out. Back on the show, sitting in a Denny's with my two accomplices here. One returning to the show for the second time, Christian. What up?
It's good.
And making his debut, the man who just had a steak, which was allegedly medium rare.
Looked like scabs.
Anthony,
hello.
How's it going?
Good, good.
Want to tell the folks about yourself?
Okay, and my name is Anthony. I work with Christian. I work with Christopher.
I know.
Hello, my name's Anthony. I'm a big tool.
Oh, I tell you, I'm too good. But yeah, that's pretty much about myself.
Should we just jump straight into the legendary story that I've been being teased with for the past, I don't know, half hour? What a gentleman. What a gentleman who goes by the name of Wanker Chris. Up to you guys. I'm really just here.
It's a good name.
Or should we start with the old lady playing GTA?
Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay, start with that. I don't know anything about that.
Well, there's not really much to say. There's an old lady on the internet
playing GTA
who runs GTA. And I can only hope that you people at home have seen this because she's amazing. Was she 86?
Good for her. Some shit like that, yeah. Good for you. Good for you.
If you can run GTA like that, because it looked like she was at somewhat of a high level, if you can play GTA like that at 86.
She was in story mode, that's it. That's all it was. It was Trevor with a beard.
She's got my respect. She has my respect.
She's a good one. She's a keeper.
Now, in honor of her calling dudes online wankers, I think we should cut right to the chase. Who is Wanker Chris?
Wanker Chris.
Please.
All right, I need to know. I'll start this off. So, me, Anthony, Katar, and Wanker Chris. It's us four working. And Kimono. So, Wanker Chris is gone for a long time in the washroom, so we don't know what's going on, right? So Patar goes in the washroom to see what's up.
Oh,
he comes back.
God.
He comes back. He's like, yo, that guy's wanking it off. And it's Patar, right? Like, what the fuck kind of a name is Patar? I'm not going to believe you. You're always talking shit, right? So why would I believe Patar? So he's like, no, seriously, I heard fapping noises. And he was going like, right? And I was like, no, you're talking shit, right? Okay, so anyway, I just disregarded it because I know Patar and Patar always talks shit, so... He leaves work after that. Not too long after that, like maybe an hour after.
Atar
leaves work.
Okay.
And because he's just, I don't know, he's feeling sick or something. Yeah, so-called sick. And we were all like, I wonder where he went. Like, why did he leave home early? And Wanker Chris is like, he probably went home and wank off or something. And I just laughed really hard because that's exactly what Patar said Wanker Chris was doing. And... then he was like, yeah, he probably went home to wank off. He's like,
I just busted the cap 5 minutes ago.
he was like, yeah, I would have done it too. I just busted a nut in the washroom 5 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
Like, my girlfriend sent me a hot picture, so I went to go bust the nut in the washroom. And then we call him Wanker Chris from now on.
Yeah.
That's why you need to go watch the GTA British lady.
Oh my God.
And this is serious, yeah.
And this is a true story.
Yeah,
true.
He was like, where's Pat? He's like, Patar probably went home to wank off. He's like, I would have done the same. Like, I just busted a nut five minutes ago.
Oh man.
So you know.
I hope he changed his gloves.
I hope he sanitized his hands 3 times. Disinfect. I hope he washed his hands under his fingernails. I hope he wanked off in the garbage or something where I'm not going to be anywhere near. Because how am I supposed to sit on the toilet with Wanker Chris all over it?
You don't even know which toilet it was.
Yeah, it could be anyone. And I cannot believe Patar was telling the truth.
For once.
Yeah, for once, because Patar talks a lot of shit.
So let's get into Patar.
Let me start off with a little Patar introduction here.
Our boy.
He's this guy at work.
Yep.
His Patar. Name shall not be mentioned, but we all call him Patar. And you will know this name for if you watched the SpongeBob episode, Patrick and SpongeBob were cavemen, and SpongeBob's name is SpongeGar, and Patrick's name was Patar.
Squad.
Yeah, and Squidward's name was Squudge or some shit like that. So,
was he still doing push-ups? Push-up story.
Yeah, go ahead, Anthony. So tell you that shit.
Oh, fuck, man, that guy. But anyways, one day we were doing some work, and it was pretty busy. And usually we have two trucks going, but one was broken down, so we only had one. So Pat Tar, so-called, he was actually lifting totes for once instead of driving.
I'm already shocked by the story.
Yeah, I know. Surprise. You know, you get a 250-pound guy that doesn't do fuck all.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's big. That's another reason why he's Pat Tar. Yeah.
But, back to the story. So the guy, he's lifting up these totes, right? And I started helping him. I swear to God, about 5 minutes into it, he just drops the totes, and all of a sudden he gets on the ground and starts doing fucking push-ups. I'm saying, like, what the fuck is the matter with this guy?
Hey, you know what? We should tell him about the Pat Tar suck dick thing.
What?
Oh,
what?
You weren't there for that.
No.
Okay, Wanker Chris, yes, he likes to wank off everywhere and he comes wherever he pleases, but he's a cool guy, and I talked to him. He's fucking hilarious, right? So there's this guy we work with, his name's and me, Wanker Chris, and
censor that out too.
I'm censoring everybody's name. Don't worry. We gotta use aliases.
Okay, so
Brownie.
Okay, yeah, let's call. Okay, so anyway, so there's that work, and me, Wanker Chris.
I know, I tell you, I'm two aces.
Shout out to Manveer, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Manveer.
I tell you, I'm the dope.
So I was working with, so there's me, Wanker Crisp. Wanker Crisp. Chris. Yeah, I said Crisp.
It's fresh.
Me, Wanker Chris, and... Because
he's Britain, yeah?
Let's call this guy Weed Brownie, because he's a pothead and he's brown. So let's call him
Weed Brownie. That's actually
Weed
pretty
Brownie,
good.
Okay? So me, Weed Brownie, and Wanker Chris were all working together. And Patar was working there as well, but he was working by himself, because it's Patar, no one likes him, right? And Weed Brownie keeps telling these funny jokes like, Patar gay, Patar this, Patar that, right?
Patar is stupid.
He was like, Patar suck dick, right? And then he said the funniest thing ever. Okay, Patar is he's not a skinny guy, okay? He's got a little bit of tits going on. And
which he's admitted.
He admitted.
I remember that day.
Really? I don't fucking
know. Were you there?
No.
Where him and Weed Brownie were like, who has the bigger
where
one?
The fuck was
I was there. It was I think you were driving Reach.
Is it Muffin Man?
No. It was Patar and
my story.
Weed Brownie. It was like, no, see, those are tits. These are titties. And I'm just standing there like, who are these guys? Why do I work here? Where? What is? I felt like I was in Narnia. Like, as if it couldn't be happening.
Alice in Wonderland.
I'm like, why is no one else here to hear this story?
So Patar, he's like, as I said, he's like a... He's not a skinny guy. Like, he's got some tits going on.
He's 250 pounds. Yeah. Imagine that.
And he came...
And he's not that tall.
Yeah, no. He's like 5'8", 5'9". And he came to work one day in the tightest shirt ever. It was like Under Armour. And you can see his big rack coming out, just showing out of his shirt, right? And Weed Brownie said, Patar, size large, clothes, size small. And then we just died, and we were laughing so hard that Patar heard, and he got really pissed off, and him and Weed Brownie were about to scrap in the middle of the warehouse. It was the funniest shit.
What else did we have after Patar and Weed Chris? Or Wanker Chris?
Let's throw some more Patar stories up there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, how Patar got fired. Come on, Anthony.
Too bad I wasn't there for that.
Tell the crowd.
You were there for that? Oh.
None of us were. It was just Kamano.
Yeah,
it was just
Kamano.
This guy.
Yeah, like Kamano calls me at like fucking 8 o'clock. I'm having dinner. And all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing. And I was like, who the fuck is this? kind of 8 o'clock, dinner. I know, pretty late for having fucking dinner. So, but anyways, I picked it up. And it's like, yo. Patar got fired.
Was he excited when he said it?
Oh, fuck yeah. He was like jumping for joy. I was gonna go light some firecrackers and celebrate and shit. Like, fuck, I don't care if it was fucking winter or whatever. -2, whatever the fuck it was.
It was worth it.
Go some cow tipping or something.
Can we tell your cow tipping story?
Oh, yeah. This
guy. I was trying to explain to someone a couple weeks ago that if you tip a cow, the cow dies, right? You can't get back up.
No, it's fucked.
It won't get back up.
Like, it's fruit.
You're gonna have to eat it.
The person I'm talking to is like, no, the cow's fine.
No.
Like,
the
cow's definitely not fine.
They'll die.
Yeah, they're fucked.
If they're big, they'll die.
Thank you for clearing this up.
Oh, yeah.
Because if anyone would know, it'd be Anthony, who lives...
bum fucking middle of nowhere.
He lives where the cows go moo.
In the vicinity of cows.
He hunts turkey where he lives. In the same town that he lives, he hunts turkey there.
I don't even have to hunt. I just open up my back door and they jump in the pond.
He'd be like, hey, you turkey. This way.
Come here. I'm gonna eat you.
It'll be the best Roadrunner show ever.
He's like, hey, turkey, come inside.
Oh,
come
yeah.
inside.
So if you tip a cow, it's done.
It's fucked.
Pretty much,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up.
It's probably going to taste better than that fucking shit steak you had. The scab.
Oh, yeah,
looked like a scab from an elephant's asshole.
But if you don't do it properly, you better start fucking running. Because he'll chase you like hell.
Speaking of turkeys, you went to the States for Black Friday, you said?
Oh, yeah. Fine.
What's speaking of turkey?
Thanksgiving.
Turkey, Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
He's in art.
That's right.
You fight anyone?
No,
did you fight any
no,
old ladies?
No, no.
You didn't choke anyone, did you? Hey, imagine that that British grandma at the Black Friday.
Come here, you wanker.
Fuck you, wanker. That's my TV. That's for my grandson.
That's for my GTA, bitch.
Oh, you know it's for her, too, eh?
Yeah.
All those electronics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So many great videos on the internet.
She's probably sending her grandchildren a check for $12 or something.
Oh, yeah. Will I play GTA and call them wankers? Little
maybe
wankers.
Maybe if he comes and visits, she'll give him a quarter or something.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she can bring him over and he'll sit down on her, plastic-covered couch.
That's
lovely, man. Whatever those old people do.
Yeah, what's the deal with plastic-covered furniture?
I don't know, man. Come on.
It's,
why?
It's to keep the visitee.
It's not
the
visit.
Yeah.
It's not like an action figure or some shit, right?
You know, the old Italians' parents, they usually do that. Well, they'll keep plastic on it because they don't want to get the couch dirty.
Yeah.
So, right, it's like my parents, they don't do that, but my niece or my tia, you know, she does it. And I swear to God, half the time, if you go on there, no, you can't sit there.
Wow.
That's
forbidden.
That's for the visit, you know? Ours, we like to call the visit, visiti.
Yeah.
Visiti, okay,
yeah,
that's visiti. Very foreign for me. Listen, I don't know if this is just, Spanish families, but you guys
it's
have...
It's not
like,
fucking Spanish.
No, I know, but Italian. Do you guys have any, do you guys have family members that, keep threads and needles and sugar cookie boxes.
Yes,
threads, needles.
Maybe not sugar cookie
kids.
Boxes, but yeah,
the sugar cookie tin. You know the tin.
Yeah.
If you're Italian, they steal it.
You keep everything in there.
Yeah.
And the sugar cookie tin, man. You want to have some sugar cookies? You open that bitch.
Oh no, stuff I can't eat.
Yeah, look at what the fuck is it? 50 cents and a bobby pin doing in here.
Oh, yeah, if you're Italian, you know, you think you'd just steal the picture frame. You imagine Italian, he'll take the nail with him too. So
you
can hand nail it on his wall.
You wanna talk family members who steal?
Let's hear it.
First of all, I got this aunt. She's a friend of the family, so we just call her an aunt.
Okay, I have some
She's got
that
the
too,
legit
yeah.
plastic on her furniture. This one time we had to go over to her house to spend the night. She's like, oh, don't worry, I got space. I'm like, she's not gonna make us sleep on the furniture, right? Of course, I had to spend my night on a plastic wrapped sofa. And it was summer. So when I woke up in the morning, I legit had to peel myself off of it. Worst sleep ever.
I would have slept on the floor.
I should have, right? It would have made more sense. It
would have been comfy.
But I got this one other aunt who legit, she went to someone's house one time. And there was this big plant she really wanted. So at 12 o'clock at night, she got up from her bed, went to the plant, tried to cut a piece, but she knocked the plant over. Woke everyone in the house up. They're like, yo, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I wanted to ask you for a piece of the plant. But you have to cut it when it's dark out, or else when you plant it in your house, it won't grow. Still doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know what that
comment.
Is. I don't know what that means. But, she's overly superstitious, and just don't steal from people's houses.
And you're
glasses. Black Friday was pretty good. We've been up...
Racist Friday.
African-American Friday.
African.
That's even worse.
That's worse.
Ebony Friday.
Ebony
Friday.
But, Black Friday was good. They actually did the sales a little earlier.
Yeah.
They did them the 4 days instead of just the one big day. But when we got there around 10 o'clock. And the mall was packed. Come around 12 o'clock, 1, it started to die down.
Yeah.
Everybody started to go sleep about 2 o'clock. So that was more or less that was the best time to hit.
I saw videos on YouTube. People were snapping each other's necks up for a box of crackers and shit, man.
Well, the one guy, he got shot. And then
what did he get shot over?
A
teddy bear or some shit?
Well, I don't know, but
some
I know he got shot in the shoulder.
Matter, man.
Right? It could have been fucking free phones or something. Something stupid.
Did they really give out free shit?
Yeah, man.
Serious?
Yeah, they put out like skids of them and just put them
and
there.
And that's why people are attacking?
Yeah.
I thought they're like super dirt cheap. That's why they
no,
do it. They're free shit?
Well, some of the stuff is super dirt cheap. Other stuff is free.
Yeah, last
free
year.
Free shit.
Yeah, some
when does that ever happen in life?
Last year when
Black
I went.
Friday.
When, yeah. When I went.
Sorry, Ebony Friday.
Ebony Friday.
Sounds like something you'd go to at a club.
You know, like last year, you can even see it on
what did
YouTube.
You, what did you get for free?
This year?
Yeah.
Nothing.
What about last year?
Nothing.
Okay, so fuck you.
But, you know, like I got a 60-inch TV for like $600.
That's
right?
Not bad.
You know,
60-inch TV for what?
$600. Right? Yeah, I still had to pay.
I'd fight an old
$1
lady
for every inch.
I had,
Or 10. Wait, did I get that right? $10
no.
For every inch?
$1 for each inch.
What the fuck is wrong with my dude, I've been out of school for 2 years. Okay, give me a break, please.
Oh, shit.
Wow, that's,
oh, yeah.
Something.
But
anyways, as long as you didn't get, like,
no,
beat
no.
up,
no,
it's good
at
to
all.
Hear.
No, it's just dirt cheap.
All your limbs are there? You're
better
good.
than down here. I know I heard a lot of people got hurt down here too, so
a lot of people got really excited for Black
yeah.
Friday.
People
here.
Are getting
every
trampled
year.
And shit.
Every year.
It, over here I think it just gets worse every year.
No, here not it's well more now the border and
yeah.
But you know.
I've never went out for Black Friday.
Wait till you do.
I don't think it's worth it. Like fuck it, I'll pay the extra $10
to keep my life.
Yeah, I'll keep my life. I'll keep all my limbs. Thank you.
Oh shit. Well, if you get out a 16-inch screen TV, you gotta pay an extra $100, like $10.
I don't give a fuck. It's worth it.
Like I know this one guy. It's like his first. He's new to the country, so this is his first Black Friday. He's like, "Yo, what's the deal with Black Friday? I want to go get some cheap stuff." I'm like, "Dude, you're gonna have to fight someone." He's like, "Really?" I told him, just make sure you stretch first, because you don't want to throw a punch and pull a muscle.
But no, you gotta know when to go, that's the thing, right? And if you, like, if you hear them saying, you know, free stuff at this, avoid
just
that.
Make sure your shoes
yeah.
are tied and don't
yeah.
trip.
Hide in, like, an aisle, because, you know, the main aisles are gonna just be packed.
If you
fuck people
them
running.
Ass. People.
That Walmart with the free phones, I was actually there in a different aisle. All you saw was all these people start running.
That's fucked up.
Right?
Man.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like literally running?
Yeah.
It's a fucking
yeah.
phone, man. Just pay $30 for it.
It's a home phone, yeah. And skids.
Not
two?
Even a cell phone?
No, two skids.
It's a home. I don't even have a home phone
yeah.
at my house. We don't own a home phone.
Two full skids, right? Little small boxes. So, I don't know, maybe like $150 on a skid.
Yeah.
Right? 300 free phones. People are punching, pushing, shoving. And I tell you, those two skids were gone in like 5 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I say, fuck it. I'm just going to buy
yeah.
myself one.
I'm definitely not doing any of that for a home phone.
Yeah.
No.
But
no.
that's what it is, right? It's all that, right? They give away home phones. You can get iPods, right?
iPods too?
I've heard of iPods,
the
but I haven't
one?
Seen any. Yeah.
Like, wow. Okay. See, that's
yeah.
something
like,
I can understand.
Yeah, I'd run for an iPod.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
I've heard of them, but I haven't seen one yet. I don't know if that'll actually be true. Who knows?
Some of it is stuff you don't even want.
Yeah.
But because it's so cheap.
Because
like,
it's old, right?
Go. Yeah.
And like, they can't make money on it, so they write it off, probably.
No.
That's probably how the only way they're getting rid of that many home phones, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Imagine Patar with that healthy
iHeart healthy food.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we mentioned you before about the iHeart healthy
oh,
food.
Yeah.
The
remember?
Best shirt ever.
Yeah, he's the owner. He's the proud owner.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah, imagine Patar with that shit. Patar, like, healthy food.
Hey, man, Patar, large.
Patar,
clothes.
Big. Clothes, medium.
Food.
Health, no good.
Health, no
you're
good.
I'll give you a slow clap for that.
Yeah, that was good, man.
I'll play it.
Oh,
play
yeah.
it
okay. Okay, that was amazing. Tar size large, clothes small, health, no good.
Rest in peace, Pat
Speaking of rest in peace, whatever, what's his name there? Paul Walker.
Rest in peace, Paul Walker.
Yeah,
let's take this podcast down a very depressing road.
Well, not so much of a depressing road, but. You know,
it was a very depressing evening.
Yeah, 10 o'clock at night, shocked the heck out of all of us.
I know, you think celebrities are like immortal or some shit, right?
It's always the celebrities you enjoy that die too fast.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, exactly.
I'm really looking forward to that movie.
Hopefully, Fast Furious 7 is contributed to him.
Who's the other guy in them? Vin Diesel, right?
Vin Diesel, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
That's the same person, bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Just in case they don't know.
Okay, now you guys know.
There's always someone who doesn't know something.
Oh, yeah.
So they never be this is for you.
This is for you, one person who doesn't know who that's the Rock
you,
is.
Yes.
You wanker.
Yeah, the wanker with the yellow shirt and the hat. That's you.
If you work for British Gas, you better run. Because that...
How'd the lady get in the helicopter? That's all I want. She's on a certain level of that game.
That's an awesome grandma.
For 86 years old? Jeez.
If that was my grandma, I'd go clubbing with her, man. That'd be so funny. She'd be like, get me a fucking drink, you wanker.
Man, at 86, I hope to be functioning that well.
Yeah.
You see some people, they're like in their 70s, just...
Oh, yeah.
Write them off.
You don't think old people like swear and shit. You don't think they know what that shit means. But then here you go, seeing the old lady. Fuck you. Fuck this.
I want to be one of those old people. Like, what? Why are you 80? You should at least be 27.
Yeah. Like, I close my eyes and I hear your voice. It's like you're my age or some shit.
A wanker.
The best old people ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good old person.
It makes it better that she's British, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the accent. The accent.
Oh, my gosh. Christian, give a review of the new Pokemon game. Convince Anthony to use it.
It's good.
Oh, it's still on my DS, just sitting there collecting dust.
You gotta give the people more than good.
It's I'm nice. Sure they know it's good. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's 3D. Know. It's like, you know, Pokemon Stadium for the N64. It's like that shit handheld. It's nice.
Ooh.
All the Pokemon are cool too. You know, every generation they have like fucking weird ones.
They get some lame looking ones.
Like there's a fucking ice cream, and it evolves into a double scoop ice cream.
Worse than Diglett, man.
Yeah, that's fucking worse than Diglett, man. What else?
I legendary Pokemons is like a math quotation. X and Y?
No!
Yes,
is that
X
what X and Y is for?
Yeah, oh, it's not a color anymore.
Yeah.
I was wondering why they called it X and Y.
X and Y, it's like a math question.
Yeah, it's like some next shit.
Like, what the hell?
They're sneaking education into the game.
They got the cool. They got some cool ones, though. They have like a dinosaur. It looks like a, you know, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It looks like a Megazord or some shit, man.
You know, I saw somewhere they were selling this Megazord, like, figurine for $50.
Was it the one with all the parts you can attach, detach them?
I think so.
Dude, I had that shit when I was little, man.
Yeah, I had one just like it. No idea where it is now.
Yeah, same. Man. It's probably, like, I don't know.
Wait till Fan Expo next year? Fuck.
They're there, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Man, for sure. I had that same thing, and I fucking, you know, I was, like, 5, so, of course, you know, don't put it in your mouth, put it in your mouth.
If you ever get a chance to go to Fan Expo, it's really awesome.
Oh, yeah, I was wandering down there, I think it was last year. I had to record with somebody. Like, Captain America walked past me. Best moment of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yo, how's it going, Cap? He just saluted at me. I'm like, I've made it in life. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good this year, too.
That's awesome.
But no, if you guys ever see us, then come say hi. So usually I'm down there every year. Fan Expo, Anime North.
Costume or no costume?
Actually, yeah, it's impressive. I was there for about 5 years doing no costume. And this year I'm finally going to go costume. Yeah, I got my costume ready.
Okay. Want to give the people a hint? Or so they know who to look
hint.
For.
What?
Give
a hint. You want to give a hint of my costume? Hint?
Your costume?
Yeah.
Fan Expo?
And Anime North, yeah.
I know what it is.
Yeah, but they don't know. Do you want to give a hint?
Black Friday.
I'm thinking of an 86-year-old lady with a British accent.
Wank. You're wrong. Close to it. The color's right.
Which superhero turns black when he gets pissed off? Well, kind of.
He's not
going to
get pissed off.
Well, whatever. If he's feeling...
That's not the kind.
If he's feeling like a
it's
dick...
It's not Hulk, I swear to God.
Yeah, I'm just...
If he's feeling like a dick one day, he's like, I'm going to put on my black suit.
I was just thinking Venom.
Oh, close. You're so close.
Close.
Being like, skinny version of Venom.
Just being like black suit Spider-Man?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how much you spend on it again?
$600. Well,
that's fucked up. You know how much junior chickens I can buy with that?
Well, it's well worth.
Yeah, costumes, it is. It is.
Costumes, they go from anywhere from 60 minimum to 2,000.
Yeah, serious costumes, yeah.
Yeah, really good ones. Some of the Iron Man ones go for like 1,005.
Yeah, because it's probably made out of like serious.
At least some sort of metal.
Some sort of metal.
You know, aluminum, the light stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I know this one guy, he made his Iron Man suit, and the face mask actually moves automatically up, and his things in the back pop out. And I think he wants like $2,000 for it.
Did he have that chest thing?
Yeah, he has everything lights up. The mask moves up automatically by itself.
That's
like in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
How much was that?
He wanted $2,000 for it, or about 1,007 or 1,008.
Why don't you get that instead?
I'm not gonna fucking spend that.
That's fucking amazing, man.
No.
For that, you gotta use that, like, as regular wear.
I gotta work more. I'm like, tired than anything.
You gotta wear that around, like, at least 3 days a week.
Oh, no.
He's already doing that with Spider-Man. He, like, sleeps in it and shit.
Yo, have you guys seen Brampton's Batman?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I've never seen him.
Really?
He lives on my cousin's street.
Really?
Yes. Dude, you should tell us, because everybody's looking for him where he lives.
I know where he lives. And this is what I'm thinking. All I have to do is get some makeup and a purple suit. I can be Brampton's Joker. I'm just gonna stand in front of his house waiting for him to come out. When he sees me, he's gonna be, he's gonna spaz. I know where he lives.
Oh, yeah. You should do Joker. I should do the Spider-Man.
I can be a different villain every day.
He can be Bane.
Stand in front of his house.
Hello, Batman. Hello.
You gotta cover your mouth.
Hello, Batman.
You know?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. And have you seen Toronto Batman?
What the fuck's up with all these Batmans?
I thought
there's only one.
No, yeah, there's Toronto Batman, Brampton Batman. I think Mississauga now has one.
One of them has the Batmobile.
Yep, Brampton. The Brampton Batman has it.
The Brampton one has it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how much that shit was, man.
Quite a bit, yeah. I know we have one guy up where I am, and he has one too. He just drives around. You see it almost every day. You'll see it.
Who drives around a Batmobile? What a good life.
Yeah.
What a nice life.
What a good, man. That's where I want to get to in life.
Who doesn't drive with a Batmobile? That's like
me.
What kind of lives are we living?
Yeah.
You don't even drive Batmobiles.
I have a fucking yellow car. Looks like SpongeBob's car.
It's like a Scashabanco.
I'm not going to ask.
Oh, tell the people about the birthday cake
Oreo cookies.
Because I think we talked about this last time.
Birthday cake Oreo cookies. Oh my fucking gosh. My word.
The stuff that dreams are made of.
My word. This shit tastes like the Dunkaroos. They taste like the Dunkaroos confetti icing in the middle. Oh my word. Go buy a box and enjoy.
Send us some too.
Yeah, I'll buy my own. But if you're going to send me some, then I'll take some because they're good and I love the confetti cake Oreos. They're really good. They taste like confetti cake.
The ones that The ones that I had were overrated.
Oh yeah, the
two-sided one?
Let me tell you one thing.
Already cooking.
Birthday cake Oreo. Yes.
You heard it here first, kids. When you go to Fan Expo or Anime North in 2014 and you see a black-suited Spider-Man, make sure you say what's up, because that's one of my boys. Tell him you heard him on the podcast. Show him some love. Shout out again to Anthony and Christian for coming through to the program. I told them I wanted to get an episode done. They were like, sure, let's do it. So we went in there. Banged out a quick one, and I think it was fairly entertaining, but we'll leave that up to all of you to judge. Before we go, we're going to throw some plugs your way, so Duck, I don't want you to sue me. If you'd like to see me on YouTube and check out some videos, youtube.com/geniusboy88. If you want to find me on Twitter, @thatcsaguy, and I have a blog, still, apparently, thatcsaguy.blogspot.ca, and if you want to like the page or check out previous episodes of the show, thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Thank you for tuning in once again this week. You have been listening to the Fried Cook on Venus podcast, and before we go, remember this, we do what we do best, we improvise. Thank you, Brian O'Connor.